Good morning, everyone. I thank God for this giving me this opportunity to get to know all of you and to learn God's will in our life.
我感谢主给我这个机会，能跟各位相识，也能够认识主在我们生命中的旨意。
During the past 10 days, I have learned a lot from all of you and experienced the wonderful love through all your actions.
过去十天以内，我不但认识各位，也深深的能够感受到各位对我们的爱。
On last Friday, I shared my testimonies with the music I composed.
上个礼拜五，我有一个音乐见证会，是用我自己所做的曲来做见证。
All the music I sing that lost become a CD album called To You My Heart Belongs.
所以这些歌曲都收录在这一张专辑的CD里面，它的名字叫做《我心归主》。
But when I come to here, I realize this is the last one I could find.
当我来这里的时候，我发现这是我最后一张了。
I want to give the best one. So I only have one. So I want to give the church. And I asked Pastor John to take this, and I encourage you to make copy as many as you can.
Okay,
I have the copyright.
这是我最后一张珍贵的最后一张，我愿意把这一张送给我们教会，请弟兄姊妹来接受，好吗？
With my signature on here.
谢谢。 Thank you very much. Wow, copy all you want.
真的是很宝贵，最后一张了，我都有点舍不得。
Yeah, let's read God's word in Romans chapter 1, verse 16 to 17.
今天读，if
you have your own Bible, please use your Bible. If you do not have your own Bible, that's fine. We do have the scripture on the projector, so we can read it together.
好，请大家一起念这个经文，好吧？就罗马书，一章十六到十七。
Okay, go.
我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信。如今上所记，义人必因信而生。
During the past 10 days, many of you asked me many questions.
过去十天，各位有问了我许许多多的问题。
Yeah, like what do you want the church to be in the future, and what your strengths, what your weaknesses are, and can you give some advice or so kind of questions?
Okay, 这种种的问题，好比说对于教会的未来有什么规划？你叶牧师，你本身有什么优点，有什么缺点？反正有很多的问题。
But I just have one question for you.
但是我只问各位一个问题。
What do you think? What is the purpose of this church, of your church, to exist?
我只问各位一个问题，就是各位你们贵教会在本地生存的目的何在？
Why we are here? Why you love this church? What is the purpose?
你们为什么，各位为什么住在这里？ 为什么你们爱这个教会？ 你们来这个教会是为了什么呢？
We should have a reason, right?
我们应该有个理由吧，有个原因吧。
This morning I taught Sunday school about the five functions of the church.
今天早上我在中国的主义学，我们谈到教会的五个功用，五个功能。
They all need to be balanced.
那这五个功能都必须要彼此平衡。
But if you give it just one reason or one answer, what would it be?
如果是只能有一个答案的话，请问各位，你们答案是什么呢？
I like the answer from a pastor.
我很喜欢一个牧师讲的一个理由，我是非常喜欢。
He said that the church to be exist is only for one reason.
这位牧师说，教会存在的唯一的理由就是
it's for those who do not come to the church.
就是为了那些不来教会的人。
I thought the church is for those who come to the church, so we provide different programs for them.
Yeah, 我本来以为说，教会就是为了这些信徒啦，所以我们各式各样的节目啊，什么不同的活动啊，等等。
And we can have different kind of needs, and we can serve one another.
因为各位都有不同的需求，然后我们可以彼此帮助啊。
But he said, no. The main purpose, Mary, is for those who do not come to the church yet.
所以这位牧师说，不是的，教会主要生存的目的是为那些不来教会的人。
So that give me an idea.
所以我就有一个亮光，有个看法。
教 the church need to be.For those who are not come to church means that we have mission for those who have not come to church yet.
所以我们教会生存的一个最主要的目的就是为了那些没有来教会的人而生存。
And I also believe a church, if the church is healthy, he need to pay attention to those who do not have not come to the church.
所以，如果是这个教会是个健康的，他一定会非常重视那些还没有来教会的人。
In fact, we see in different generations, different nations, different countries that God keep calling different people to participate this mission, the great mission to spread the gospel to the whole wide world.
所以，我们看世代，许多世代，我们都看到神。呼召各种不同的种族、不同的人群去出去做这个大使命、这个差传的工作。
And I also believe you are one of them.
所以我相信你们也是的。
But we need to know that if we think God keep calling those missionaries,
所以我们以为神只是呼召那些所谓的传教士。
Then we support them financially, prayer, you know, prayers with through our prayers and everything.
然后我们以我们的祷告、我们的金钱上的奉献来支持他们。
And then we train all the missionaries different kind of skills and different kind of abilities so that can preach the gospel very well.
然后我们能够训练这些传教士各种的技能，让他们能够去。把福音的道能够讲得很好。
Then, do you think that the gospel will be preached to the whole world?
你认为这样的话，就靠这些传教士，福音就能够传遍地极了吗？全世界了吗
？I don't think so.
我不这样认为。
I believe that every one of us have the mission. We need to participate in it.
我认为就是我们每一个人都应该在这个传福音上都有份的，都要参与的。
But on the other hand, we also need to admit the reality that when we preach the gospel, we may face some difficulties and obstacles.
但另一面，我们也必须要面对，就是当我们想要去传福音的时候，也会遇一些困难，遇一些的挫折。
And how can we overcome it? How can we change those frustrations.
所以我们怎么样能够克服这些，或者这些让我们自身好像很沮丧、很无力的这样的一个困难呢？
So this morning, I'm going to share from the scripture, so that we may learn how to overcome our weakness, and so we may preach the gospel more effectively.
所以我今天就要用圣经的经文来讲说我们如何能够克服我们这些困难以至于我们能够传福音的时候能够更有效力。
Yeah, first of all is the attitude toward our preaching the gospel.
第一个是我们对福音的一种态度。
Okay, let's read the scripture.
我们来看一下经文。
Romans
1:16.
Let's read it together. Well,
要救一切相信的。
Okay, in the beginning it says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ."
所以这一句开头就讲说，我不以福音为耻。
I'm not ashamed.
我不以福音为耻。
Yeah, but we need to know why we feel ashamed. Why Why?
那我们就想想看，为什么我们会有时候会觉得，好像不太好意思。
Preaching the gospel is a good thing, but why we may feel ashamed?
为什么会我们有时候会以福音为耻呢
？I believe that maybe there are three reasons.
我认为或许有三个理由。
We need to overcome them.
我们必须要克服这些。
First of all, is the misunderstanding about preaching the gospel.
就对福音的错误的认知。
Maybe you are not completely accept the whole gospel.
也许因为您尚未能够完全的接受这个福音，对他没有完全的认同。
Or you don't truly understand what the gospel means to you.
或者你不知道这个福音对你有何种的意义。
Maybe you thought that going to church seems like a custom, you got used to.And it's kind of cultural thing to you.
或者你认为哦，每个礼拜去教堂做礼拜，好像变成一种生活的习惯，甚至是一种文化的认同而已。
It become a routine habit.
就是一个日常的生活习惯而已。
You have nothing to do, so you go, church become church goer on Sundays.
所以反正礼拜天一到，我就去教会了。
Or if you have something conflict.In your life, so you are not afraid to admit it.
如果你的生命中有一些困难的话，你就会承认。
For instance, someone get married already, but is not afraid to admit it.
好比说有人已经结了婚了，但是他不敢承认。
Because it may.Influence his future, like if he's a movie star or a singer or any stars.
Okay, yeah. 好比说有些电影明星啦，很有名的歌星等等的，他们结了婚了还瞒住，为什么？就是怕这个消息传出去对他们的事业，演艺事业会有影响。
Oh, someone look down at their parents because they don't get educated.Oh, they are ugly.
Okay.
So they were laughing at them. So they are afraid to admit that they are my parents.
所以另外一个不敢承认某种事实的原因，很可能是因为，父母好像没受过什么教育，然后就是儿女觉得好像在大众面前承认这样有这样的爸妈，觉得很没有面子。
So the reason why we are afraid of preaching the gospel may be the similar situation that we are not complete.Accept the whole gospel.
So, 同样的，也可能就是因为我们为什么会有时候会以福音为耻，是因为我们对福音的真正的认识还不能完全的了解或者完全的接受。
I remember when I was a youth.
我记得我是年少的时候。
I was invited or forced to preach the gospel at street called Night Market in Taiwan.
Okay, yeah, okay.所以我少年的时候就好像是有点被强迫性质的要到这个夜市里面去传福音。
And we passed on the tracks, gospel tracks. There's so many people and I just passed to them.
所以人来人往我就拼命的发传单。
But I wear a hat, cover half of my face.
但是我戴了一个帽子，结果把我整个半张脸都掩盖住了。
I was so worried that my friend will recognize me.
就很怕我的朋友啊，同学，我认识我了，好不好意思哦。
I feel ashamed.
我觉得很不好意思。
But it's a good thing. It's so, it's so honored. I can, preach the gospel to the unsaved people, right? But why I feel?
Yeah, 但我心里知道这是一个荣誉，能够去跟人传福音是一种荣誉。但是为什么会觉得必须要把脸半遮呢？半遮。
That was because I was not accepted, completely understood. I didn't understand the whole concept of the gospel.
那是因为我对福音的整个的认知还是不够的。
I thought that was an activity, and everybody going there, and I have to go there. I have no other choice.
Yeah, 因为大家都去了，是一个活动啊，我也跟着去了。
So, in order to overcome this kind of shameful feeling, I have to know where the problem is.
所以为了要克服这样的一个觉得好像不好意思的感觉，我必须要知道问题的所在。
I need to experience the power of God because the gospel is the power of God.
所以这个克服的方法就是必须要知道神的大能，这福音是个大能的，神的大能。
So that you can share to others, that's great.
所以你可以认为跟别人分享福音是真是太好的一件事了。
Like when I came to Irvine, and many people treated me so nicely, and we went to different restaurants, we ate the best food.
Compared to your place.
Come.
Yeah, 他就耶牧师就说他来这几天啊，就是很多人就招待他到吃各样的跟那餐馆哈，不同的餐馆。
And the host told me that was the best because they ate before. I guarantee you will love it.
所以招待我的这个弟兄姐妹就跟我讲说，这家是最好的，因为我们以前都吃过他的菜了，我保证你会满意。
If you bring me to a strange place and that you have never tried before, and how is the food? I don't know. I just want to try it. I don't know.Then I will feel, you know, insecure.
So, 如果是你把我带到一个地方，你自己拿起账单看那个什么那个菜单，我都不知道说到底好还是不好的话，我这个做客的就会觉得，哦，不晓得今天不晓得吃到什么东西哦。
Likewise, when we preach the gospel, that's the best one we need to share. If you have that confidence to tell others, you have to get the complete.Acceptance of the gospel.
同样的，当我们跟人家传福音的时候，一定要自己完全的接受了以后，然后知道这个是好的无比的，我们就有这样的信心跟人家传。
The second reason maybe is the lack of communication skills.
第二个原因很可能是你对传福音的表达有些障碍。
That was maybe it's because of your personality.
也许是因为你们个性的问题。
Yeah, some grew up in a background is different. Or they were born like this way, very shy like me.
所以每一个人生长环境不一样，或者每一个人的个性不一样。像我就是比较内向的人。
They may be very afraid of talking to people in public.
太敢跟在公众场所跟别人交谈。
I feel this like you know selling something to others, like we need to persuade somebody to change their minds, something like that. They feel uncomfortable.
好像是在推销东西一样，强迫人家接受你这东西，觉得非常的不舒服，那个感觉是不太舒服。
Especially in Chinese culture, we are more conservative.
要尤其中国人一般都是比较保守吧。
We are afraid to.Push people to change their lifestyles.
我们不太愿意去勉强别人来改变他们的生活方式。
So if you want to become bravely, you know, preach the gospel to a stranger, then you feel uncomfortable and you don't know how to start it.
所以当你必须要强迫自己向一个陌生人去讲福音的时候，你就觉得不自在哈，而不知道从何说起。
Unless you are a kind of outgoing person and you love to talk, blah, 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 then you feel it's nature. But this kind of people is not many surrounding us.
所以你天生就是一个很喜欢讲话的人，然后一开口就一个滔滔不绝的人，那这种人是我想应该是比较少数。
My personality was very shy people, shy person.
我的本性是一个比较内向的。
Yeah, I understood that.This kind of person are many among us.
我也看到观察到说很多的有很多像我一样内向的人比较多一点。
But today, how I could overcome it?
那今天我是如何克服的呢？
I believe we need to get some training and practice.
我觉得我们必须一些训练，然后一直的能够练习改进。
I remember the most embarrassed.Moment I had before.
我记得一个让我觉得最尴尬的一个时刻。
When I was about a very young age, and I become a true-born Christian.
我在很小的时候就变成一个重生的基督徒。
I attended a very big conference.
我去参加一个很大的聚会。
And during the conference, I experienced the Holy Spirit speaking to me that I need to give testimony to the whole congregation.
然后我就觉得圣灵一直在感动我说，你要出去做为神做见证。
And share what you have learned during these days.
然后在跟大家分享说你在这几天之内所学的东西。
I was struggling. No, 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 no.
我的挣扎是非常的大的。
More than 1,000 people in that conference. No.
因为这个聚会是很大，大概有1,000人左右。
But the last day.
最后一天。
The worship leader announced, tomorrow will be our last day. We want to open an opportunity for those who feel moved, touched, and then to give testimonies. You only have 3 minutes.
然后领会人就跟大家说，明天晚上，明天就是最后的一个机会哦。你如果有感动的要上来的话，每个人只有3分钟哦。
And everybody who want to give testimony need to stay in line and then come to the front chairs.
然后你如果想要做见证，就请你走到前面，坐在前面的椅子。
Oh, I was struggle. Oh, no, no, not me, not me.
啊，我的心里就是那边就是像鼓一样的，这边就是非常的挣扎。
But finally, I obeyed.
终于
，I came to the first chair, the chair near the pulpit.
Yeah, 走在前面。
And everyone take turns.
大家轮流上台。
My heartbeat is like boom, 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 boom.
我的心的那个声音是很响的，我自己都可以听到大概。
Then it's my turn. Come to my turn. I feel my leg is kind of weak, and I don't know how. There's something. I can hold, and I feel kind of shaking, and nervous, and all the swelling. I don't know what happened.
所以当轮到我的时候，我发现我这就是几乎这双腿就软的走不了路了，然后也是汗流满面的，然后心的那个心跳的速度继续加速，所以我不知道到底怎么一回事。
But don't worry, I know I need to pray to God, so I pray. God, give me strength, give me strength. Finally, I come to and give testimony.
但是我知道我必须向神求取能力，所以我就跟神祷告，我终于做了我的见证。
That was my first time sharing my testimony to more than 1,000 people.
这一次面对有上千的人面前做我的见证。
I feel released.
啊，我就讲完就非常的释放。
I feel encouraged. I can finish this mission impossible, and I did it.
然后我也觉得
I make it. Yeah.
很鼓励。我本来是这不肯完成的任务，我居然完成的。
Now after that service, there's an old lady came to me.
然后聚会完了以后，一位老太太来。
She was smiling at me, brother. Yeah, that's good. You share your testimony, so we could we know you. Our God is good.
所以这位老姐妹就走到我面前，对我称赞一番，说感谢叶弟兄，你有这个能够去做见证，我们都能听到神在你生命做的所做的工。
But I have a small suggestion for you.
但是我跟各位，我有一个很小的建议。
I encourage you to learn vocal.
我鼓励大家能够学习一些这个。
Me. That old lady encouraged me.
哦，那位老姐妹就劝我说，你去学一些这个有关于这个发声的。
I don't know why I get testimony compared to vocal. What is the relationship? And I didn't get it.
我那时候就觉得这个老姐妹建议好像有点奇怪，为什么做见证跟这个练习这个发音发声有什么关系呢
？And she said, when you give testimony, your mouth that if you learn vocal, you can speak loud, and then through the microphone, then everybody can hear your voices.
所以当你这个没有练过的话，你那个嘴巴就好像这边动而已哈。但是你有练过这个发声的话，你就可以把整个声音能够广传，让大家都能够听得到。
So when you get testimony, I couldn't even hear any word.
所以当你做见证，我大概只是看到你嘴巴在动，不知道你在讲什么。
I was so frustrated.
啊，我就觉得哇，好失望哦。
Yeah, I didn't know what else I could do at that moment.
所以我不知道那当下我不知道你怎么办才好。
But let me tell you, our God is good.
让我告诉你，我们的神是美善的。
I didn't give up.
我没有放弃。
I know that one day I will be different.
我知道有一天我会是不同的。
It's not because I am good. It's because He is good.
并不是因为我有多好，而是因为他是好的。
Then God trained me different ways.
所以神就让我在另外方面
能够得到训练。I joined all kinds of training.
我参加了所有各种不同的训练。
I tried to practice to speak to strangers on the street.
我也训练我自己在街上能够跟不认识的人讲话。
And God prepared me to be a salesman to sell the pharmaceutical in a business. I do have before.
所以在我成为牧师之前，我做的是药商的生意，所以让我能够接触很多这个不同的人，是陌生人。
So God trained me, and I allow myself to practice more and more to improve.
所以神经就这个管道来训练我，然后我自己也继续不断的练习改进。
So I believe that you also can overcome. If I could do it, you can do it too.
所以我相信，如果我能做到，各位你们也能一定能够做得到。
The last reason maybe is fear toward preaching the gospel.
另外一个可能的困难是对传福音的担忧与恐惧。
You may have the failures before about preaching the gospel.
过去也许你因为对传福音方面有些失败的见证，失败的经验。
You feel burdened every time when I preach the gospel. Nobody want to believe it.
所以每次我传福音就没有人相信啊。
Or you feel that you are not qualified.
或者认为说哦，也许我不没有资格吧，
资格不够吧。I don't have good testimonies.
我没有好的见证。
I'm afraid I will, you know, God, I will bring shame to God.
Yeah, 我很可能甚至让神很丢脸。
So then I don't talk.
那我就干脆就闭口不言了。
That it was because you preached the gospel, you thought that preaching yourself.
那是因为你在传福音时，你认为就是你自己要去传，自己去讲。
You are trying to preach that how good you are or how could you become.
因为你依靠的是说，哦，我能够讲得多好，我能够变得多好。
Don't misunderstand. I don't mean that our testimony is not important. I don't mean that.
各位请不要误会，不是说我们的见证不重要。
But the most important is the content of the gospel. It's God's power, almighty power. It's not your power.
最重要的是这个福音它的本质，它的消息，另外是神的大能。
Of course, it's good. It's better for you to preach the power of God, how it can change your life.
所以当然，你能够传讲说神的能力能够改变你的生命。
But if you focus on how good you became,
如果你只是专注在说你能够变得多好，
then that would bring you more burdens to preach the gospel.
Yeah, 你就会觉得好大的负担哦，传福音的时候就很大的一个负担。
Oh, another problem is you don't know how to deliver it successfully.
另外一个你不知道怎么样能够把它传得很成功。
Like when we preach the good news, gospel means good news.
所以当我们传讲福音的时候，什么是福音？
It's good news, but when you preach, it becomes bad news.
但是你很多有时候会把这个好消息变成一个坏消息。
You need to believe Jesus, or you will go to hell.
我们有时候一开始就说，你要信主哦，不然你就下地狱哦。
Well, that's bad news to me.
Oh,
it sounds like bad news.
To me.
If you don't believe, you become a Christian, you won't see your parents or your good friends or your relatives in heaven.
或者说，你如果不相信主的话，你就再不能在天上看到你的父母，不能看到你的好朋友，等等等等。
Oh, that bad news to me.
这对我听，这不是什么好消息，是坏消息啊。
So you keep telling the bad news to your surrounding friends. How can they become Christian?
所以说当你就是以这种很坏的消息来开始的话，人家怎么会认为你在讲的是好消息呢？
Good news means gospel.
好消息就是福音，福音就是好消息。
But you want to deliver the gospel, you need to bring them that they, it sounds like a good news, right?
但是当你在表达传达这个消息的时候，你要把它变成一个让人家听了觉得是一个好消息。
Of course, what you told are true. If you don't believe Jesus, then you have eternal separation from God. That is true.
当然你讲的也没有错。当你没有信主的话，你就与神永远的隔绝，这也是对的，没有错。
But when you preach, you don't preach like that way to three, ten people, or to bring up sounds like bad news to them.
但是当你传这个好消息时，你不要用一种好像威胁利用的手段，让人家觉得很害怕。
You need wisdom.
你必须要拥有智慧去表达。
To preach the gospel clearly.
要把这个福音能够表达得非常的清楚。
So that people they hear what you preach, it feel like wow, that's good news to me.
所以当人家听到你的传讲的福音以后，就觉得哦，的确是好消息。
Then you need wisdom.
那你就需要这方面的智慧。
The second category is what is the real meaning of preaching the gospel?
另外一个就是传福音的内涵是怎么一回事。
We need to know the content, the meaning of the gospel.
我们必须要知道这个福音的意义是什么。
But what are they?
是什么呢？
Let's read it again, the scripture, Romans 1:16.
我们再看一下罗马书一章十六。
The second part of the verse 16.
十六章的下半部。
Okay, go.
这福音本是神的大能。
It is the power of God unto
salvation. 要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，然后是希利尼人。
Okay, I want to remind you these three important facts.
我必须要提醒各位三样非常重要的事实。
It's God's almighty power, not man's ability.
所以这个大能是神的大能，不是人的才能。
So God received the glory.
神是靠着神的荣耀。
It's not man received the glory.
是神得到荣耀，不是人得到荣耀。
It's called gospel. It's not a good teaching, it's not a theory, it's a power of God.
所以它叫做福音，它不是叫做一个教训或者一个什么信息之类的。
It's a power that you can do good things.
而是这个福音是有个大能，让你能够得到做美善的事。
When we preach the gospel to lead the people to Christ,It's not because your ability, man's ability, is God's almighty power.
所以当你去传福音的时候，不要以为你靠的是你自己的能力，你靠的应该是神的大能。
Of course, I also believe that man's gifts, abilities, preaching skills, experiences, wisdoms, they are all important. But most important is God's power.
当然我也相信人的一些技能一些能力一些智慧也是有关系的，但是最重要的还是神的大能。
Unfortunately, these days, people like to compare.
很不幸的，我们今天很多人喜欢要对比比较。
Even we send out the mission team to preach the gospel, we like to compare.
当我们把这个福音队送出去以后，然后回来就要开始比较。
For instance, if we send out 10 teams out,preaching the gospel, then when they come back, we like to do some evaluation.
所以当我们送把十队的福音队送出去的时候，回来的时候就大家来，大家做一个总检讨。
How many of you lead people to Christ? And how many of you? And how many?
好，你这一队带领多少人信主？你呢
？10. Wow. Zero.
Okay. 十个，太好了。零啊 ，OK。
Oh, because it's very gifted preaching the gospel. You need to get more training.
说哦， 那你就是你这个零队的这一队，你们就必须要多多训练啦。那你们这一队的时候，你们真的很能干，很好。
We misunderstood God's almighty power.
所以我们对神
It's not man's abilities.
对神的大能，我们也是误解，这个不是人的能力。
Of course, we need God. We need to improve our skills. You know, get more abilities. That is true, but don't rely on ourselves.
当然是我们的自己的进步，自己的训练还是重要的。但是不要以为就是靠这个就可以。
Or you are into a trap of pride.
或者是你变成一个心里就是有些骄傲的成分在。
So if you believe preaching the gospel is God's almighty power.
如果你相信传福音是靠的是神的大能的话
，then everything you need, every fruits you bear, give the glory to God.
所以你得到的任何的果子都要将它归荣耀于神。
You just need to ask yourself one thing: Do you have you tried your best to do it?
所以你只需要问自己一句话：就你是不是已经尽力了？
If not, 尽
力做好。
If not, then you need to improve it.
如果你觉得我还有余力，还可以再好一点的时候，你就必须要再进步一点。
No matter how many souls you lead to Christ,
不管你得到多少的生命
，you are just a tool of God.
你只是神的工具而已。
God used you to bless other people.
神用你来祝福别人。
Because of His almighty power.
因为他是。大能的神，大能，他的大能。
Okay, this the second is God's almighty power can change lives.
另外，就神的大能可以改变人的生命。
So people can get benefits.
人们能够得着益处。
God receive the glory, but men get benefits.
所以神得到荣耀，人得到益处。
The power of God.It's a power that can change life, can renew, can transform people's life.
So, 神的大能是可以使一个生命能够更新，能够转换的。
So, the power in Greek meaning is dynamite or explosion.
Okay. 所以这个大能在希腊字原文的意思就是炸药、爆炸力的意思。
So, it can bring people. It's a dynamic change to people's lives.
所以可以让人的生命有一个大爆炸性的改变。
Before, you are very bad person.
也许以前你是不是一个很好的人。
But the power came to you, it changed a lot, and then you changed a different person.
所以当神的大能来到你身上的时候，你就完全变成一个。不一样的人了。
So we can experience that power, dynamic power, transform your life.
所以我们能够感受到那种像爆发性的、爆炸力的一种生命的转换。
That's the power.
这个就是神的大能。
We need to preach the power.
我们必须要传讲这个神的大能。
We need to experience the power so that you can preach that power.
而我们自身必须能够经验上这样的大能，才能够对别人讲神的大能。
When you experience power, that will encourage you to move on when you face difficulties or frustrations.
所以，当你自己能够经验到这样的大能力的时候，就能够鼓励你往前走。
The power will become a motivation for you to keep moving on, to keep serving the Lord.
让你有这个动力，能够不断的向前走，不断的继续，不断的服侍主。
The last is God's almighty power also needs man's participation.
那另外就是神的大能也需要人的参与，人与神同工。
Yeah, teamwork between man and God.
神与人是一起工作的，同工。
When we say, "Oh, the gospel is God's power," it doesn't mean, "Oh, it's God's job, God's, you know, it's God's responsibility."
就当我们说福音是神的大能，并不是说那神就靠你一个人了，就是你了。
So some people misunderstanding the predestination that God chose someone already is not my business. It's God's business.
所以有人认为就是错误的，不太了解什么叫做神的这个拣选，所以认为就说啊，这神就是你的事情了，跟我与我何干呢？
So if God already decides someone to be saved, then no matter how hard I do, it won't help.
所以神如果已经预先拣选的人呢，一些人的话，那我干嘛去辛苦了？那又有什么用呢
？It's God's power. If I participate, it will get worse. So I at better, I don't participate.
那也许我去掺和进去，就越搞越糟啊！干脆就是不要去参加吧。
But the thing is not like that.
但是不是如此的。
God wants us to participate in his plan.
神要我们参与于他的计划之内。
It's because of his love.
这是因为他爱我们。
He wants us everybody to participate.
他要我们都能够参与这个大的工作。
Yeah, I remember when my children were young, very young, little.
我记得我女儿还小的时候。
But when I need to move a big table or a chair,
当我必须要搬动一些桌子或者椅子的时候，
and my daughters want to help.
我的女儿很想去帮忙。
But I said, no, get up here. I want to protect you. You know, you will get hurt.
但我就是因为为父的心肠嘛，就要保护女儿，就说啊，不要，你们不要来，你们不要，你们受伤等等的。
But they really want to join it.
但他们很想要参与啊。
Then I allow them to participate.
然后我就说嘛，好啊，你们也可以来参加。
So one of them just touched the corner.
所以其中一个其实只是就是在那边蜻蜓点水式，就是摸一摸这个脚。
And the other one is not the touch corner. He stand on the top of the youngest one.
另外一个连这个脚都没扶啊，甚至是站在那个上面。
And it's getting harder for me to move the table, right?
我变得更重了，更难搬哈。
But in order to love them, and then I allow them to, and I pay extra attention to that.
Yeah, 但是我爱他，也希望他们能够参与，所以我就多费点力吧。
After I finish the job,
当我做完了以后
，see my daughter was so, I moved the table.
我人就说，哎，你看，我也把这个桌子移了，有我在帮忙，帮你们移了这个桌子哈。
Likewise, when we preach the gospel,
同样的，当我们去传福音的时候
，it's God's power.
又是神的大能。
God wants you to participate.
但是神要你参与。
You, if you don't participate, you know somebody, God will call somebody else.
如果你不去的话，没有问题，神会让别的人去。
Don't think God needs you.
并不是说神真的那么需要你哦。
If you don't want to do it,
如果你不想做的话。神也可以找别人。
Don't worry, God's plan will still be fulfilled, but you lose that opportunity because God will call someone else.
神的计划是照样的可以完成的，但是神是找别人来与他同工。
I often ask God, why you call me, not call angels to preach the gospel? He has wings, right?
我常常问神啊，你为什么要我去传福音，不让这个天使去传福音呢？
Because God wants to give the privilege.Honors to people, not to the angels.
Because 神要把这个恩典跟这个荣誉给人，而不是给天使。
Yeah, so we are honored. We are, you know, we have this privilege to walk with God.
Because we have this privilege to walk with God. Because we have this privilege
to reconcile, you know, people with God and people.Together, that's our responsibility. That's called honor.
什么叫荣誉呢？就是把人与神能够把他们连接、联合在一起，重新和好。
We become
何等的荣誉
？We become ambassadors of Christ.
我们变成了耶稣基督的大使。
We can become the representative.
我们是他的代表，我们他在地上的代表。
What an honor!
何等的荣耀。
The last one is talking about the purpose of preaching the gospel.
最后就是传福音的目的是什么？
It's not to prove your man's power, abilities.
不是为了证明你的大能，你的能力。
It's not just to fulfill or complete a mission.
也不是说就是完成你的任务。
Or because the pastor asked me to do, and I just my job is done.
说因为牧师叫我去做，我就去做就好了，然后做完了就好了。
There's only one purpose. For preaching the gospel.
只有一个目的，传福音唯一的目的。
It is to preach gospel clearly so that they can believe and they can be saved.
唯一的目的就是要救一切相信的。
Because the gospel can save all who that believe.
因为福音是要救一切相信的。
Okay, this is very important. We do three aspects we can learn.
因为很重要，我们分三步来探讨。
The gospel is to save all who believe.
这个福音是要救一切相信的。
It's a salvation gospel.
这是一个救恩。
We know salvation is a good news, right?
我们知道救恩是个好福音，好消息，对不对？
But why is called good news?
那为什么叫做好消息呢？
Means you have to have a bad news before you hear the good news, right?
意思就是说一定有些坏的，所以才会听到这个就是好的了。
Yeah, if you feel there's nothing good, then it's not, good news.
如果你原来就没有什么可以比较的东西，你觉得都很好，那为什么听了你这个就是变好消息了呢？
Like you tell me, I have a medicine for you. It's to cure the cancer.
好比说，我对你说，我有这个治愈癌症的这个药。
But to me is, I don't need it. It's not.
那对我来说，没有什么用处，我有没有得癌症？
But when you tell me, if you are a doctor, you tell me.I have a bad news for you.
但是如果医生有一天告诉你说，对不起，我有一个坏的消息。
You have cancer.
你有了癌症。
But I want to tell you a good news.
但是我告诉你一个很好的消息。
I have the medicine.
我有这个治愈你的药。
That's new good news, right?
这真是大好的消息。
Same thing. We need to be saved. We need to preach the good news.
所以当我们去传讲这个好的消息的时候。
We need to know that we are all sinners.
我们必须要知道我们都是罪人。
And the wage of sinners is eternal death, right?
说罪的工价就是死。
That is the worst news for everybody.
还有什么能比这个是更坏的消息呢？
You may not get cancer.
你也许不会得到癌症。
You may get car accident. May not.
I'm sorry.
But you may not get you may not involved with a car accident, or you may not
okay,
face some difficulties in your life.
车子的发生什么意外等等的。
But you will die. Everybody is.
但是你是一定会死。
Everybody is the same.
每个人都要死的。
That's bad news.
这是一个坏消息吧。
But it's a good news.
但是有一个很好的消息。
You will be saved.
你会能够得救。
That's good news.
这就是好消息。
We need to preach the gospel. It's preach the good news that the gospel is going to save. It's going to save you.
所以福音好在哪里？就是它能够救你。
So it's the only way to be saved is through Jesus Christ.
所以这是唯一能够使人得到拯救的，就是这个福音。
It doesn't matter which color you have. It doesn't matter which area you live, which nationalities, your age, your gender. It doesn't matter.
这跟你的皮肤的颜色、你住在什么地方、你是男或者是女都没有关系。
You want to save you. That's the good news.
这就是好消息。
The second is.He wants the gospel to go to save all who they believe.
另外一个，这福音要救一切相信的。
It transcends race, colors, region, culture, gender, age, identities, status, and so on.
神的拯救超越了种族、肤色、地区、文化、性别、年龄、身份、地位等等等等。
It doesn't matter if you were born in a poor village or.China, or you don't get educated.
所以不管是你是生在一个很偏僻的一个乡村，或者是没有受过教育的，
or you are a scientist, you have got intelligent people, it doesn't matter.
或者你是一个科学家，受过高深的教育，这些都不重要。
The gospel can save all who believe.
所以福音要救一切相信的。
Because of his unconditional love, he loved every one of us.
因为这是神无比的大爱。
Unlike other religion,
跟其他的宗教有不同的。
Some believe there's a different categories.
有的宗教认为人是要分等级的。
But we are so lucky.
但是我们是非常的有福气。
Regardless of your background, God loves all of us.
不管你是什么样的背景，神爱所有的人。
It doesn't matter you have sinned before.
不管是你以前是犯过罪的。
You will be saved. That is the good news.
你一定会被救的，这就是
好消息。And the gospel is also save all who believe.
另外一个，这个福音要救一切相信的。
It's God's grace.
这是神的恩典。
Grace means free. You can get. It's not you need to pay some price. It's grace.
所以这个就是因为神的恩典。什么是恩典呢？就是你不需要去付代价，你就可以白白的得着的，就是神的恩典。
But it's also take a condition under a condition.
呀，但是这是还是有一些先决的条件。
Because the salvation is not going to force you to get it.
因为福音它会强迫你的，神会强迫你。
You have to make your own decision.
你必须自己能够做这样的决定。
That is called faith.
这叫做信心。
God, of course, He can save everybody in the world.
当然，神如果要救所有人，他对他来说一点问题都没有。
Of course, God is love the world.
当然，神是爱世人的。
But why everybody go to heaven?
那为什么每个人都去上天堂呢？
If God is all powerful, He can do that, right?
Yeah, 如果神是大能的话，他可以让每个人都去上天堂了，没有问题啊。
But God wants those only those who believe He can be saved.
但是神要救一切相信的人。
Yeah, like we have a doctor here.
我们这边有医生哈。
If a very good doctor, but when a patient does want to listen to doctor and the doctor give the best medicine to his patient, he doesn't want to take it. Then no matter how good the doctor is, it doesn't help at all.
说不管这个医生有多么的医术多么的高明，然后也有很好的药准备给这个病人，但是如果这个病人不愿意相信他，不愿意接受的话，这个对他是一点帮助都没有。
But the patient has to have faith. If the medicine is good, it's really good, I have to take action. That is the action is called faith.
所以当这个病人他也必须要有这个相信哈。然后这个信心就是什么？就是他能够接受这个。
Faith is our condition, is our action that we men need to take.
所以我们
before we can receive that salvation.
所以能够接受到这个救恩的一个先决的条件，就是我们人必须要有一个行动。这个行动就是我们必须要有信心来接受。
So we are not only take the action.To believe, we also need to take action to help people to believe.
So, 不但我们自己要相信，要有所行动，必须要帮助别人相信，也必须要有所行动。
Okay, finally.
最后
the power is God's power.
我提醒您，相信福音大能的回应，使人相信福音的责任。
We have the responsibility. It's not, oh, we believe, okay, that's all. We need to participate.
So we don't just say, "We believe, okay." We have some responsibility in ourselves. We have to participate in God's
work. We need to preach the gospel. It's not the angel to do it.
It's not angels to preach the gospel. It's we human beings to preach the gospel.
We need to take the action.
We need to take the action.
We need to feel the agent, You know, the urgency.
我们必须要有一种机动力在我们心里，觉得这是紧急紧迫的一件事。
If we feel it's not my business, then you will never receive, because you have not experienced the power inside of you.
如果你觉得这是一个与我无关的事情，那你第一永远不会去参与，因为你没有在你身上那个经验到神的大能。
My prayer for you is not the church become a big, crowded, and they have a lot of people coming to the church.
我对各位贵教会的这个祷告，不是说让你们教会就是人满满的，就是很多人。
But I want to pray for you is everyone who comes to the church have this kind of burden, have this heart to preach the gospel.
而是来这个教会的人，每一个心里都有一个负担，就是要出去传福音的负担。
We know we have a mission.
我们知道我们有不是有这个责任在身。
That's the reason we exist here.
这是我们的理由。
And I will pray that God will send the right pastor.To shepherd you.
我也祷告求神能给各位一个最合适你们的牧师。
I don't know this person is going to be me or someone else.
我不知道这一位牧师会是我呢，还是另外一个人。
But I believe one thing.
但是我相信有一件事情我是相信的。
When we come to heaven, we will enjoy that God will say, "You are my good servant."Servant. Everybody will be called, you are faithful servant because we fulfill God's mission, preaching the gospel to the end of the world.
我相信我们在天堂在见面的时候，我们会得到神的赞赏，说你是个忠心又良善，又忠心又良善的仆人。
Are you willing to
传了我的福音
？Are you willing to take the challenge？
你愿意接受这个传福音的挑战吗
？Are you willing？
你愿意吗？愿意吗？大声一点，愿意啊。
Okay, let's sing the song responsive hymn.
好，我们来唱这首。